This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our great truck drivers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. The group is the same, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Gab, same way. Parler, it's at the Captain's America. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Check it out and see what you think. All right, joining us right now from the UndergroundUSA.com website, we've got our good friend, Frank Silvato. All right.
Good morning, Mr. Chris.
And they're outside the window, and they're all going to go back to bed now. There we go. They all went back to bed. Okay.
They do this in such a good concert.
I know. And there's a bunch of people next door again this morning. Okay, let's say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, over the weekend, we had a lot of violence that went on here since Thursday. But one of the damning things that came out came from a Democratic sheriff in Los Angeles County, California, Sheriff Alex Villanueva. He laid it right out there on the table for all to see and hear. He says, and I quote, "The far left defund the police narrative and progressive officials' actions are responsible for a worrying spike in violent crime." Now, he used as his background, all the major cities, almost all run by Democrats across the U.S., have experienced a spike in violent crime so far this year.
Absolutely. He is absolutely correct. When you don't apply the law as it's written to everybody, you are going to have issues. And you saw Democratic mayors, and I'm going to say Democratic governors.
Yep.
Violence in the streets as a political tool going into the 2020 election. It started well before last summer in Portland and Seattle, and then you saw it across the country.
Uh-huh.
where protests turned violent, rioting, looting, the destruction of property, violence against people, and they just stood back and let it happen so that we could think that there was just, it was uncontrollable chaos. Look at Donald Trump, can't do anything about it. Well, that was a political move. And now that genie is out of the bottle, and it is very difficult to put back in. Look at what Rahm Emanuel had to deal with in Chicago when, they didn't take care of the violence in Chicago in the streets. It has continually gotten worse. And he tried everything from a month to Sundays, and he couldn't get the genie back in the bottle there. And look where we are today. So, yeah, they're reaping what they sowed in not enforcing the laws and putting down what really is insurrection by Antifa and BLM in the urban centers.
And then you've got Maxine Waters, who took a little trip up to Minneapolis, and she's under fire, as well she should be, for riling up the anti-police rioters, Antifa and Black Lives Matter. By the way, there were a bunch of them that had masks that said Black Lives Matter on them when she was in the Photoshop making her comment, telling them to be more confrontational, get in their face, and be more active. But talking about the protesters, isn't that wonderful?
Well, you know, that is the definition of inciting a riot.
Mm-hmm.
If riots happen in Brooklyn Center and in Minneapolis, and we all know they're going to happen, whether Chauvin is convicted or not convicted, that city, Minneapolis, is going to burn.
That's right.
You know, she was inciting a riot, inciting violence, inciting insurrection, inciting all of the violence and all of the chaos that's going to ensue. She was there goading it on. You know, elected officials have a heightened responsibility to follow the law. Not only was she inciting a riot, not only was she doing it after the hours of curfew, which was imposed by a Democrat mayor and a Democrat governor there. You know, she was violating the ethics code of the U.S. House of Representatives in doing so and not upholding the law. So she should be censured. Oh, I know. I read yesterday that Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from I believe Georgia is planning to advance legislation to have her expelled over this.
Sure,
and that would be reason to have somebody expelled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just their political bent, but in breaking the law twice in one speech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to mention there's still questions about whether she even lives in her district or not. That
she doesn't.
Been an issue long ago.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be bad to actually have Nancy Pelosi, if she actually could you know, put down the cocktail glass a little bit, take a little bit of control of the House and look at her own caucus and say, you can't act like that, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
Right. Now, here comes the music here. I was going to say, well, when we come back, we're going to talk about Minneapolis police received another directive yesterday. The city council is going to vote on something today. And, oh, by the way, the closing arguments in the Chauvin trial start today. That could all be over by the middle of the week. We'll see. Get ready, Minneapolis.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. By the way, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me if I'd like to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. And it's just amazing to me how they continue to get customers from the panhandle of Florida, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Northeast, over into the Midwest. And we even had, and this is a story I'll always tell you, we had a father drive all the way over here from Phoenix to Newport Richey to buy a car for his daughter and then drove it on down to Tampa where she was a student at the University of Tampa and gave her her new car. That was just amazing. And Moss Nissan can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you just can't beat the selection at Moss with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all of the colors and accessories that you can dream of. Clean trade-ins? Oh, boy, they got them. And they're commanding a great resale price, too. So you can take advantage of how about getting your car appraised to see how much it's worth. You want to sell your vehicle? It might give you more money than what you think, and you'll be able to either buy a new one or trade for one. But Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, and first responders and pastors all get taken great care of. Remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market today. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Online, you can find them at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get the white gloves treatment when you show up there at the dealership. All right. Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com podcast is back with us. Hey, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We talked about Minneapolis. Minneapolis has now got a city council that appointed a commission to oversee the police. And one of the things that they're going to talk about doing today, which ironically is when they start the final arguments in the Derek Chauvin trial, is getting rid of the traffic stops from the police department and putting it in the hands of what we call the park rangers. That's what we've been calling them. But they're actually like meter maids and that sort of thing with their equipment. That's unbelievable.
That is the stupidest thing anyone could ever do. You ask any law enforcement officer, the two most dangerous points of their job when they're out on the beat, and they will tell you traffic stops and domestic calls.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the most unpredictable, and it's because you can't see people's hands. Walking up to a stopped car, and you see, you know, YouTube's popping up of this all the time, where a cop is walking up to a car and something very bad happens.
Yep.
The first time that policy will change, the first time a meter maid has their brains blown all over the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's as rough as I can say it, but that's what it's going to take for these people, these imbeciles, mm-hmm. to wake up and understand that, you know, right now I wish the beat cops over there who do traffic stops would toss their keys on the desks of everyone on those commissions and say, why don't you go ride for a while?
Yeah.
Go walk up to a car and understand what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Now, I'm glad you mentioned moronic, because I'm going to mention a couple of names here.
Yeah.
Madonna and CNN's Chris Cuomo. We'll start with Madonna. She called gun control the new vaccine and wants police jailed without a trial anytime they get into trouble.
Yeah, without a trial, right there it shows you that she's completely constitutionally illiterate, and the left is increasingly not giving a damn about due process. You know, that's just unbelievable, and that's something that's pretty well outlined in the Constitution. Due process is guaranteed. You know, but then again, she's a left coast entertainer, and no one should be listening to anybody who's in the entertainment industry about politics. They just shouldn't. Their opinion is the exact same as anybody else's. That they have no bearing. And Madonna has proven herself to be quite the moron when it comes to politics. Now, Chris Cuomo, his comments, he that should be the straw that breaks the camel's back over there.
Let me read the comment for the audience to hear. He said, and I quote, folks, white kids need to die for police reform.
Yeah, that's beyond irresponsible.
It should be off the air.
Yeah, one, it's just a stupid statement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it rises to the level of his intelligence quotient, evidently.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's time for him to go.
Yeah,
this guy ran cover for his brother while over 15,000 seniors died from a moronic decision. And he ran interference for him, you know, and now he's pretty much saying, yeah, white kids should die, you know, because of this. It's a stupid statement, and when you reach a level of that stupidity, I don't know what worth you have, mm-hmm. on any television program besides Jackass.
Mm-hmm. By the way, before we go to our caller on the line, President Trump sent a message to Joe Biden. He did it over the airwaves. He said, please don't use September 11th as the date for the Afghan pullout. It dishonors our troops.
I completely agree. You know, but then, you know, let's find out what the committee that pulls Joe Biden's puppet strings will say about that.
All right, let's go to the phone lines, and I think, let's see here, I think I know who this is. Is this Eric in Seminole?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Good morning, Frank. You guys were talking in the previous segment regarding Representative Maxine Waters, and like people maybe consider this, maybe Frank can consider this, she is a representative of a group of people that elected her to Congress. So there's people in her district that believe the same thing she believes. That's number one. Number two, she has said more, in my opinion, for the legitimate, or the, I don't want to say, she's legitimized the incitement to riot in more, in her words, than President Trump did on January 6th when he said we need to walk down peacefully
Correct.
And fight for our rights. And I'm paraphrasing that,
Correct.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, number three, the third point, that the January 6th, how should I say, protest that turned violent, if you will, that was the first insurrection that's taken place between velvet ropes in our, how should I say,
lifetime.
United States. Mm-hmm. Right, in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. And the Federal Bureau of Investigation is still investigating and still looking to prosecute people that even walked into the door mm-hmm. on that. There's people being held just for filming that. And number three, regarding the Minneapolis, number four, regarding the Minneapolis stuff going on with the police wanting to, the city council wanting to stop traffic stops. That's going on nationwide. There's in the state of Virginia, they want to do the same thing because of profiling.
Okay.
I guess my question is, maybe people, maybe Frank's opinion on this, because he's your guest and I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Look to his opinion on that. Thanks for taking my call, sir. Gentlemen, have a good morning. Goodbye.
All right, thank you. Go ahead, Frank.
Oh, he's right all the way around. I mean, you've got people who have set fire and destroyed whole city blocks in Portland, and there's no prosecutions on that, but yet we're still looking for people who dared to walk into the people's house in anger on January 6th.
And what happens when you set fire to anything and then a law enforcement officer or a firefighter gets hurt? What does the charge become?
Well, it's a felony attempted murder charge.
That's right. Yep. You haven't heard about any felonies, have you? No.
No, it's selective enforcement of the law, and it's mm-hmm. breaking down to special interest demographic and status.
Yep.
So we have a two-tiered justice system, if not a three-tiered justice system in this country, and it was never, ever supposed to be that way. Ever.
No, and we had firefighters get hurt, we had police officers get hurt, and they said the kids that did this, that they caught, that they arrested and charged, they should have every one of them been charged with a felony, and I don't give a rat's ass who they represented.
Yeah, and you've got district attorneys in most of these districts, including Minnesota, that obviously didn't learn the lesson of being passive with people who break the law.
You bet.
Who were just deciding not to prosecute.
Yep. Because
we have a felony crime here, and we're just deciding not to prosecute because we just don't want more of the same. Well, mm-hmm. when you let the mob rule the streets, the mob rules the streets.
Yes, they do. Okay, real quick, I don't know if we can get this in. Good morning, Mary. What's on your mind?
Hi. The CNN ratings. I have a friend that's got CNN going on all the time with the grandchild in the house. He's about 9 or 10. These kids are absorbing all this voodoo information.
All right.
If anybody gets serious, they need to get serious now.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, she just got cut off by the computer. Frank, you want to stick around?
Sure, no problem.
All right, hang on, because Frank and I got a lot more to talk about. And Mary, you got cut off by the computer, so whatever you were trying to say, you can call back and say it right after the break. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI and U.S. Marshals launched a massive manhunt in Austin, Texas on Sunday for 41-year-old Stephen Broderick. He's a former Travis County Sheriff's Detective wanted for killing at least three people near an apartment complex in northwest Austin. China and the United States, the world's two biggest carbon polluters, have agreed to cooperate with other countries to fight climate change. GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia announced on Sunday she plans to introduce a resolution to expel Democrat Representative Maxine Waters of California from Congress for her continual incitement of violence. When asked about Chauvin's trial, Waters told reporters that if Chauvin is not found guilty, quote, we've got to stay on the street, we've got to get more active, we've got to get more confrontational, end quote. Shortly thereafter, two National Guardsmen were injured early Sunday morning when a gunman fired at them and Minneapolis police in a drive-by shooting. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Well, we are going to do it. Thank you very much, Mr. Frank. And, you know, I was just talking to a caller on the line here, and we do get a chance to see the internet numbers and some other things. And, of course, the cable people see their cable numbers, and it's amazing in the middle of the night, the people that are listening and the numbers that we see. Okay, here comes the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
You betcha, and they've got two campuses to better serve you, one in Concord, Mass, outside Boston, the other one down here in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. For me in Tampa, give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. All right, back to Frank Salvato from the undergroundusa.com website. Go over there and check out all the things he's got. Hey, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Again, in talking about what Mary just got done saying, this is where we need to go back in. And back in the days when I went to school and I came from a rural school, when we needed a high school expanded, the community got together, the lumber company gave them the lumber, the local brick company saw to it they had the bricks. They didn't worry about price, didn't worry about nothing. The neighbors showed up from the farms and this, that, and the other, and they built the school.
Yeah, there's a lot of people talk about a new normal when it comes to the way society is supposed to be every time we move forward after an event. The new normal has to be going back to the future, and that means people giving up, willfully giving up a little bit of their time to not only stay on top of what's happening in their schools, but being involved in what's happening in their schools. And those are two different things. It's one thing to understand that what the kids are learning. It's another thing to take an active role in saying, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing a lot of curriculum starting to endorse and incorporate critical race theory into their curriculums.
Yeah.
And make no mistake, and we were talking about this on the break, Hillsdale College's newsletter Imprimis had an excellent article on critical race theories by Christopher Rufo that explains it. And when you understand that it is the Marxist movement changing the capitalist versus worker argument with simply the race argument, and the goal is exactly the same, and it's exactly the same people, you realize the schools have been captured with people who are using Marxism to indoctrinate children into this line of thinking through critical race theory. And you've got to get active. You've got to go to the school board meetings. You've got to take a stand, and you have to demand that it's expunged. Otherwise, we lose.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And people can run for the school board. There's some people that I've talked to that have said, what do you think about, what should I run for? One of them is a friend of mine that's a broadcaster that's also a radio guy, and he says, what do you think? I'd like to run for some sort of office. I said, well, for God's sakes, man, run for the school board. We need somebody like you in a school board, a businessman that understands what a dollar means. So you and how many school systems do you know that continually just spend money, and they've got no more left, and it's, oh, I've got to have more money.
Yeah, we've got an issue in the county that I live in here with money that's gone a-missing. And when school boards, everybody must realize the school boards are separate taxing bodies.
Yep.
You know, when you look at your tax bill at the end of the year, the school has their fingers on it, and they're the ones that decide what they want to do with it. So, you know, you've got to stay up to speed on this. School board, how many times have we said this, Matt? All politics is local.
That's right. Since the day we started on the radio.
Yeah. So what do I want to run for? You know what? How about not starting at President of the United States?
Yeah.
You know, let's make sure our own backyard is running as smooth as humanly possible. And the best way to start it, you're damn right, is with the school board.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're allowing the next generation to come up with honed critical thinking skills instead of being indoctrinated by the Marxist left, you're going to have a better community. Then you let that goodness grow from within your community and let it spread.
Yeah. And I was surprised at the fact that when I wound up becoming a town assessor, because I kind of got talked into it by the people that said, what client are you representing? They thought I was an attorney because I showed up with a suit and an attaché case and had all my stuff all lined up and I had my case all prepared, and they couldn't say no. They couldn't say no. They had to agree with me that I was being taxed too much for my property because I had the same exact thing everybody else had, but yet they hit me up for an extra $1,300. Well, you got a newer house. Big freaking deal. I got the same thing everybody else has got. God.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. I wound up starting out as a town assessor and became the chairman of the board, and we rolled all our taxes back, which is something that we had to do, and our town grew like a rocket ship.
Yeah, and then this starts in every aspect of local politics. You can't move on to your state, you can't move on to your nation if you come from a place that has the same problems.
Yep.
In politics, it's trickle up. The economy may be trickle down, but in politics, it's trickle up. Take care of your own backyard and make it run like clockwork.
You bet.
And you'd be surprised how that spreads.
You bet. You're absolutely positively right, and it works. And besides that, it's fun at the local level because everybody still likes each other.
sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
I know.
You know. But that's where you make the most difference. that's where you can make the most positive change in politics, because it takes less votes to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you learn how to make your argument. You learn how to incorporate people into your thinking. Yeah, get people motivated behind the way you see it. Get the support behind you. Make it happen. If you become very, very good at it, then people want to elevate you to a larger station. You know, you be the candidate that the people supports right off the bat, instead of being somebody who runs for office and says, you should support me, and you become somebody who gets reelected because you do a good job. The difference between a statesman and an opportunistic politician.
By the way, Republicans are now going on the offensive against the woke corporations. I say to that, it's about time, big-time ads that are going to be coming out.
Yeah, that should have happened instantaneously after Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines came out against the Georgia people. Again, the woke movement is born of Marxist ideology.
That's right.
It is plain as day when you understand what critical race theory is. You know, so yeah, there's going to be a huge amount of pushback. And corporate leaders, read the bills before you shoot your mouth off.
Mm-hmm.
Because of each of those corporate executives who signed on to that letter that went out in the Post and the New York Times last weekend, if they would have read the law from Georgia, they would have realized it expanded voting rights from pre-COVID days.
Right.
And we cannot make COVID voting the new normal. That's just stupid on steroids, to borrow a phrase from our illustrious president.
Right.
You know, it can't happen. That was just an invitation for vote fraud. If you think that there was hanky panky in the election, make that the standard for voting now.
Arizona came out over the weekend, Frank, and announced they're doing a full scale investigation of their election.
I hope so. You know, the sad thing is, it affects nothing in the last election.
That's correct. Because
oversight wasn't in place during the election.
Yeah.
So if they find out that it was rampant, if voter fraud was rampant in Arizona, shame on every single person there who tried to obstruct, and the fact that they didn't oversee their elections correctly.
Yep. And somebody said something to me yesterday, well, we heard they're going to do this, they're going to do that, the press is going to get us in a... I said, you know, talking about Trump, I said, nope. I said, it's over. What do you mean it's over? I said, the election has been certified. The Supreme Court wouldn't hear anything. Nobody else would hear anything. It's done. It's over. End of story. Now you need election reform.
Yeah. Anybody who's still talking about Trump coming back to take the White House.
Oh, they were.
You got to stop it.
Yeah.
Because you got to stop it. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, we're
stuck with Harris and Biden for at least 4 years, or Harris and someone else if something happens to Mr. Biden. But, you know, we need election oversight reform.
Yep. Well, we'll talk more on Friday, and I guarantee you we had some people listening to us in this little segment. All right, Frank, I'll talk to you Friday.
Stay low, Arthur.
All right, that's my good friend Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. UndergroundUSA.com. Go there, check out all the great things that he has to offer. I'll be back with Patrick Hyland, the sports guy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. Thank you very much, announcer lady. That's our buddy Kathy Curtis. I'm so glad she did that for us. All right, Dominic's Blinds and Day Car brings you this final segment here, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment, and they'll do the rest. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, the phone number to call is 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You might get a trip to the back room and get some of those great, great, great special pastry donuts that they got back there. All right, here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Hey, Patrick, we got to start with something really interesting.
Rock and roll, Mr. Cleveland Indians. This was for you, Joe.
That's right. You there? Where'd he go? Where'd he go? Where'd he go? Well, there goes Patrick Hyland. Okay, call back, Patrick, real quick. Their pitcher last night set a strikeout record. 13 strikeouts for Cleveland Indian pitcher Bieber. as the Indians beat the Reds 6-2-3. 6-2-3. Now, don't forget, the Mets also yesterday won 2-1. Great eight-innings pinch by their pitcher, Mr. Stroman. And you know something? Baseball is starting to get to be interesting, a lot of fun again, because even the Yankees yesterday, man, you talk about the Rays, and I know it's early. I know it's early. But you talk about the Rays. Holy smokes. They owned the Yankees again. They've won 5 out of the 6 games they played so far. Oh, I know those of you that don't care for basketball, and this is one of the reasons why I don't. LeBron James, the king, said that the Lakers will not visit President Biden at the White House during their trip to Washington, D.C. They're just not going to do it. Well, big freaking deal. Okay, Patrick, there you are.
Yes, sir.
You disappeared from sight. I just mentioned LeBron James, and he said that the Lakers will not be visiting President Biden at the White House during their trip to Washington, D.C. Well, la-di-da.
Yeah, who could care less?
Yeah, so. I could care less about them. And by the way, who's watching the NBA? Nobody!
It's gone down because of their antics. Play sports. Don't play politics.
Yeah.
Invite you backside. To say the least. I just want to let the people know Paolo won the IndyCar opener at Barber Motorsports. Looking forward to Indy 500 coming up here pretty soon. I'm sure I'm not the only one out there. We have the draft coming up here real soon, Captain.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence, he's addressing criticism over his motivation comments. He says, I don't need football to make me feel worthy.
Yeah, I mean, and that's okay.
That's right. You know, that's all right.
It's your job. It's your job. It shouldn't be, all you are. You should be a better productive man in society than just a football player. I don't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that shouldn't define you. It should just indicate what you've done professionally or a skill set you have. No, that's fine. The Boston Bruins are looking real good in hockey, Captain. Stuart Sink, this guy's 47 years old, and he won on the RBC Heritage, golf tournament there in South Carolina, beautiful golf course at the Heritage Harbor, and God bless him. So that's the thing.
Now, there was a deal with the NFL yesterday, and I hate to see this. This just goes to show you that they got a bullseye on their back. The Los Angeles Rams star Aaron Donald, who was accused of a vicious assault, come to find out the guy that accused him lied.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing things just to try to get money off of these big-time athletes.
He did not know there was a security video that saw the whole thing, and it totally vindicated Mr. Donald.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Because a lot of these times, these guys do get falsely accused, just like people trying to become Supreme Court justices be falsely accused of things. And, for a variety of reasons, either politics or money, people do these things. Not cool.
How about Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, there you go. 19 women now putting it on him now. He's saying he said consensual sex with a lot of these women and some are lying. So we're going to see how this all transpires.
22 accusations.
Yeah, it's even gone up. So,
good God.
It's not looking good. I mean, one and done. I'm not talking in the NFL again. He will be out of the league. So he's going to be fighting for his job and his life here.
Some big news in college basketball. The NCAA has dissed USC with a 2-year probation and fine. They're not going to any tournaments.
They hit them. There's a new rule, Captain, to let everybody out in the audience know that college athletes now can transfer one time and not be penalized a year to sit out. So I like the rule change. If you're not happy at the college you're currently attending, not getting playing time, someone else is going to give you an opportunity to play, God bless you. You can go and not have to sit out before you had to sit out a year. So I'm glad. I want to congratulate Alex Bowman. He passed Denny Hamlin.
Yep.
I believe with about 10 laps to go to win in Richmond. So congratulations to him. That's one of his first wins in a while and on a short track. So happy for that young man. And that's pretty much it in the way of sports, Captain, as far as the captain. A bit of an update.
Except for a little college football, what's going on over there in LSU land?
But, yeah, they got problems with Mr. Les Miles and his antics back in the day, you know, being verbally with the woman in his office. And you can't do that. In today's society, you have to know better. I don't care where these guys are coming from, but it's amazing, to say the least.
Okay.
You know,
well,
I do want to do a little shout-out for a little stem cell patch that's been helping me out tremendously, and I know it's helped out you also, Captain. So some people have called in and have requested the patch, and they're going to try it out and see if it works for them. So it's a good thing.
Well, I got news for you. I'm going to play this little thing before I run out of time. How's that?
Sounds great. Thanks, Matt. Have a wonderful day, sir.
All right. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow, hopefully.
See you tomorrow at Mission Barbecue.
All righty. And if you want to come meet Patrick, you can come have lunch with the captain tomorrow at Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, and Patrick just said he'll be there. So there you go. In the meantime, here's what he's talking about.
Here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Alrighty, and that's the stem cell patch, and again, check that out and see what they can do for you. By the way, don't forget about Everglades Equipment Group. You know, those are the green guys, the guys with the John Deere's and all that stuff. A lot of their equipment running around. A couple of my neighbors bought some of their lawnmowers there from the store around 114th Street. But Everglades Equipment Group, reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Give it a try. See what you can do. Might help you out. You never know. Now, you know, folks, I got to thinking about this, and I have to agree with the president. I wish Joe Biden just wouldn't use September 11th as the official date to withdraw our troops from Afghanistan for two reasons. First, we can and could get out earlier if we wanted to. But secondly, September 11th represents a very sad event, one that I was at. I was at the World Trade Center. And it was a very sad event and period for our country that should remain a day of reflection and remembrance, honoring those great souls we lost, not wondering whether or not we're going to get troops out on a date that's reserved for something different. They call it Patriots Day. Now, getting out of Afghanistan is a wonderful and positive thing to do, but September 11th, come on, Joe. Give us a break here. For those of us that were there at the World Trade Center, and you weren't. You were still in the Senate, making noise and a big blowhard that you were at the time. You had no idea what those people went through there, Joe. Give them their day. Give them September 11th. You want to pull troops out of Afghanistan? Pull them out September 1st. Or October 1st, or September 15th, anything but September the 11th makes absolutely no sense. All right, there you go. A great Monday morning. Thanks to everybody that called in. Thanks to everybody in the chat room. We had 78 people in the chat room last night. Oh, boy, you talk about conversations. And I'll see y'all tonight on the Radio. Have a great day. God bless America. Stay safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.